In this week's parasha, the Torah tells us a very interesting mitzvah. If you walk down the street, you see a tree, and there's a nest with kosher birds, and there's little baby birds inside the nest, and the mother of those baby birds is sitting over them and giving them food and right, touching the nest, making sure, watching over them, like a mother watches over the kids. The Torah says that if you want to take the little baby birds, then you have to first send away the mother, send her away, shoo her away, and then take the little baby birds and you can take them home. I don't know what you want to use them for. Maybe you want to eat them. Even let's say it's not really baby birds, there's only eggs. You know, birds are born from eggs. The bird lays the eggs and she sits on those eggs and they get warm. And after a while, the eggs hatch and baby birds come out. So let's say there are eggs in the nest and the mother is watching over the nest. You have to shoo away the mother first, send her away, and then you can take the eggs for yourself. What if somebody, first of all, it has to be a kosher bird, as I said, and it can't be in the backyard, in somebody's backyard. It has to be in a place which doesn't belong to anybody, like either the street or a park or the forest, a place which is nobody's. If it's in somebody's own garden or backyard, then you don't have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Okay? But what happens if somebody, let's say you walk down the street and you see on a tree a nest with a dove. A dove is a kosher bird. And you see the mother dove is sitting by the nest and touching it and watching over her little baby birds. You want to do the mitzvah. But you don't really want to take the baby birds with you. Do you have a mitzvah to do it? Or is it only if you want to take the baby birds? Hashem says, send away the mother bird because, you know, she's going to feel bad when she sees you take away the baby birds. So the Torah says, send her away first and then you can take the baby birds. Should you do it? But you don't want to take the baby birds. Should you still send away the mother? Well, some say yes, some say no, but we do it. We actually, if you see today a nest somewhere, you're not interested in taking the baby birds, you still want to do the mitzvah, you get a big mitzvah if you send away the mother bird, and then you pick up the nest and put it back down and you leave it there. You don't have to take it home. Now why? So what's the mitzvah about? Why should I send away the mother birds if I'm not even interested in taking the baby birds or the eggs? So in the Zohar, this says a very beautiful thing. Do you know why Hashem gave us this mitzvah? Because the mother is like Hashem. And we are like the little birds inside the nest. And when we were in the nest, we are like the little birds. Where's the nest? Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash. But when Hashem sent us into Golos, sent us away from Eretz Yisrael, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it's like the little birds being taken away from the nest. So we want Hashem to have Rachmanis on us, especially in the month of Elul, when it says in the month of Elul, Hashem's is extremely, extremely full of Rachmanis. The 13 different types of Rachmanis Hashem has on us. As it says, Hashem feels very, very, very pity on us and compassionate on us and really wants to help us. But when you take the mother bird and send it away from the nest, the mother gets even more anxious and more excited. She misses her birds. When do you miss your mommy and tati? When you're next in the house, next to them, or when you're in camp? When does your mommy miss you more? When you're home the whole time, or when you go away to camp for 2 months? That's when she misses you more. So when we send away the mother bird from the nest, and the mother is forced to go away because we're pushing her away, then she gets full of rachmanis. She gets so full of, she feels she misses her bird. She wishes she can come back. She wants to come back and protect them and take care of them. More than when she was on the nest because she was pushed away. Just like your mommy feels more anxious and she feels more missing you when you're not home. Same thing we do with Hashem. We've been in Golas for so long and we're taken out of our nest. And by pushing away the mother bird, we're telling Hashem, you are like our mother, you are like our father. And you are so far away from us. And when we do this, Hashem gets filled with rachmanis on us. Just like the mother bird gets full of rachmanis on her chicks, on her little bear babies, because she's been pushed away. So we remind Hashem, we've been pushed away from you. And that arouses, that wakes up in Hashem, so to speak, in the Shechina, great, great rachmanis on the Jewish people, and hoping that this will bring Mashiach. Hashem will have rachmanis on us, take us out of Golas, bring us to the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild the nest, and he'll come back to the nest and we'll be reunited. We'll be together in the new nest, the third Beis HaMikdash. I wanted just to share with you one other thing. The Gemara asks a simple question. What if you see a nest in the ocean? Let's say you're on a boat and you see like a board, like maybe a little, there's like a board, like a piece of wood that's floating on the water. And on top there's a nest with a bird. Do you have a mitzvah to send away the mother bird? What's the question? Because it says in the Torah that when you walk baderech means in Hebrew on the road, you have to be walking on the road and you see a nest, that's when you have a mitzvah to send away the mother bird. But is the water, the ocean, considered baderech, on the road, on the way? It's water. The road means like, you know, where people walk down the street, that's called a road. But the water is just water, all over water. There's no roads on the water. Says the Gemara, yes. You know why? Because there's a pasuk that says, Hanoisin bayam derech. Hashem creates roads in the water. Now, whatever that means, I may as well tell you what it means. Rashi says it means that Hashem made roads in the Yamsuf. When we came out of Mitzrayim, you know, there were 12 different passages, you know, people were passing by in 12 different roads that Hashem created inside the ocean. The sea split, and there were 12 roads created. And each shevet, each tribe went in a different road. So we see that Hashem, the pasuk uses the word derech, a road in the water. So therefore, if you find a nest on the water, somewhere in the sea, you're riding in a boat on the sea, then you have a mitzvah for Shiluach HaKam to send away the mother bird. Then the Gemara asks, what if you see Bashamayim, in the sky, you see a bird with a nest? Now, what does that mean? So Rashi says, you know what it means? You see a bird, like maybe an eagle, a large bird, and on the wings of that bird, there's like a nest. And you're able to send away the mother bird. It's flying very low. Is in the air, a nest in the air is considered baderech, as if you find a nest on the road. The Torah says, ki yikore kam tzibur, baderech. You find the nest on the road. Is that considered a road? And the Gemara says, no. That's not a road. So you don't have to do shiluach hakam if the nest is on the wings of a bird. So today, let's say you are on a plane and you're flying very high up and you see a bird and a nest on the wings of the plane. Right? The planes have also wings, large, large, long wings. You look out the window and it says, whoa, a bird. And there's a nest. Now, it's hard to get out of the plane and send away the mother bird. But if you could, is this a mitzvah? No, says the Gemara. Because in the air, that's not considered being on the road. From here, the great Rugged Shavar Goren learned a very important lesson in halacha. You know that you have to say a special tefillah. It's called tefillas haderech. When you're driving a long distance outside the city, we have to say a special tefillas haderech. I'm sure you've seen this in the car. The question is, if you fly in a plane, can we call it tefillas haderech? You're flying in the air. Are you supposed to say that special tefillah, tefillas haderech? Is flying in the air considered derech? The Gemara says no. By Shiluach HaKana, sending away the mother bird, also says by derech, and the Gemara says that's not in the air, that's not considered by derech, not considered on the way. So the Rogeshov says, from here we learn that you don't say tefillas haderech when you're flying on a plane. Only if you're driving with a car, going with a boat, has to be close to the earth. But other people disagree with him, and I think people do say tefillas haderech today. What some people do is, to be sure, they say tefillas haderech when you're still on the runway. You know what the runway is? You know, the plane, before it takes off to go off to the air, it first goes on the ground a little bit, and then it goes faster and faster and faster and faster until it goes straight up. So before it gets off the ground, you say tefillas haderech quickly so that you would still be on the ground. It could be called tefillas haderech. A good Shabbos.